From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A Eureka man is behind bars in North Dakota after police say he was busted with more than 100 pounds of pot. 33-year-old Stephen Shipe's vehicle was stopped near West Fargo this week for a traffic violation. Police brought in a drug-sniffing dog, which uncovered the haul. Shipe's was arrested on drug charges and taken to the Cass County Jail. With summer on the horizon, DHSS's public health clinic offering travel vaccines. Those traveling out of the country should contact the clinic to inquire about what vaccines are needed. In addition to administering necessary vaccines for those countries where malaria is a problem, a nurse practitioner is available to prescribe the appropriate medication and talk to travelers about preventing mosquito bites. Travelers headed to Latin America and the Caribbean, where the Zika virus is prevalent, should take precautions against mosquitoes as well. There currently is no vaccine available to prevent that virus. Agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force serving a number of warrants at a number of locations around the county after a month-long investigation. They seized about a half pound of suspected methamphetamine in the process. Among those arrested, 46-year-old Charles Williams, also 59-year-old Gayla Judd, and 45-year-old Carrie McIntyre in the parking lot of a business on the 2500 block of Harris Street in Eureka. Also, police arrested 57-year-old Benjamin Scott on the 3000 block of Erie Street, and they searched a residence on the 2700 block of Central Avenue in McKinleyville, and they arrested 52-year-old Timothy Ratzlaff. A final search warrant at a residence located on the 100 block of T-Bone Lane in Eureka landed 57-year-old Gary Corder in cuffs. City of Eureka and the Eureka Police Department recently mapping and marking the heavier greenbelt area of the Hikshari Trail to give citizens a visible reference of their location. Citizens who are on the trail from the gated entrance at the Herrick Park and Ride to the foot of Del North Street will see painted yellow numbers on the trail every 100 feet. If a citizen finds themselves in a situation requiring police, fire, or medical services, they're urged to provide the dispatcher with the nearest reference marker number. It will allow first responders to know the caller's exact location, which will assist in expediting the arrival of help. Humboldt Area Center for Harm Reduction, which provides needle exchange and outreach services, applying for state certification. In the meantime, public comments being accepted through July 4th. The certification would let the program operate throughout the week as opposed to in 2 or 3 hour blocks, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, as it does now. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.